What we left off.
如果我们有时间的话哈。
If we have time.
如果看看好，那刚才小弟讲到丁德州长老的孙子。
Last we left off with the elder Ding's grandson.
我看到他就有点有亲切的感觉。
When I saw him, I felt very intimate.
其实我跟丁德州长老不是很熟，因为他当传道的时候，我年纪很小我常常听他在讲什么三字，那个《论语》什么子曰什么的。哇，他很难翻译。
Actually, I don't really know Elder Ding that much because when he was giving sermons, I was very young.
对，因为那个时候我记得我帮他翻，没有，好像帮他翻译过，忘记。反正他讲那个道理很多论语啊。
I may have interpreted for him, but he uses a lot of very deep Chinese proverbs, hard to interpret.
为什么会这样说呢？是有一次我到一间教会，我在嘉义教会的时候遇到一个慕道朋友。
So once when I was in Jai Church, I encountered a visiting friend.
其实他去教会的时候，我已经去大概超过半年还是一年，我忘记了，反正一段很长的时间了。
So this friend has been coming to church for maybe half a year or a year.
那有一天呢，他就来教会聚会。
Once he came to church.
那坐在后面。
He was sitting in the back.
那有牧负责人就拿了一张名单给我，请我帮他介绍他这样子。
And so the board on duty gave me a list of visitors to introduce.
那我就介绍了。
And introduce.
我说某某弟兄这个来到我们这边就叫聚会，这样欢迎他。
And so I said, so and so brother came to our church and we welcome him.
哇，他站起来就开始讲道啊。
And he stood up and began to deliver a sermon.
我就站在上面他就在上面下面讲道啊。
I was standing on the pulpit and he was delivering sermon from down the pew.
我就跟他讲说这个伯父这个你要讲下次再讲，你可以先坐下来吗？
So I very politely asked him to sit down.
聚完会以后我去跟他讲话，去跟他寒暄。
And so after the service I went to greet him.
我不认识他，我就跟他讲说我改天可以去你家吗？
And since I didn't know this person, so I asked him if I could visit him another day.
他说欢迎欢迎欢迎。
He said, of course, come by anytime.
就他回去以后很多弟兄姐妹围在旁边就说了。
After he left, a lot of brothers and sisters told me,
传道愿主耶稣祝福你。
Pastor, may Lord Jesus Christ bless you.
从丁德章和长老以后每一个传道去他那边都会跟他吵架。
Because every pastor who's visited this person always got into a verbal fight.
没有一个人是不欢而散的。
And they all parted ways in a very unhappy mood.
哇，我就想这些弟兄姐妹真的很没有爱心呢。
So I thought, oh, these brothers and sisters really have no love.
刚才旁边大家都在那边笑笑，也没有人说，传道不可以这样子，不讲了，就大家想笑笑。
Because they were all smiling and they didn't stop me from going to his home.
我说那怎么办呢？
So what should I do?
有个姐妹就讲话了。
There's a sister who said,
传道，你已经答应人家，你就要去啊。
Pastor, you already promised, so you have to go.
去就去。
So of course I had to go.
我就去了。
Then I went.
其实他是一个瞎眼的人。
Actually, this was a blind person.
他的耳朵只剩下一边，另外一边已经没有了。
And he's only got half of his ear that has hearing.
听说他年轻的时候很帅。
And it was said that when he was young, he was very handsome.
后来他有个同事去强占人家的女朋友。
Later, his coworker went to take his girlfriend by force.
然后那个人家要来报复，就泼硫酸，就泼错人了。
Another person came and it was a love triangle, so someone came and then poured acid and poured onto him by mistake.
然后他就这样泼，所以这个整面都，你看很恐怖啊，就是整面都是不见了，眼睛也没也不那个眼睛也都伸进去这样子这个耳朵不见了剩下一边的耳朵这样。
So if you look at him, his entire face is disfigured. Half of it is just is horrible looking, and his eyes are sunken in, and half of his ear was gone.
不过你不要小看他，他对神很忠心。
But don't belittle him because he was very loyal to God.
我去他家跟他寒暄，跟他聊天。
When I went to visit him and to greet him,
我只要讲到圣经节。
Whenever I mention Bible verses,
我还没有讲几章几节，他已经跟我讲，传道这记载在几章几节。
Even before I told him which chapter and verse, he already told me which verse to turn to.
他圣经非常非常的熟。
He knew the Bible like the back of his hand.
我去就不敢跟他讲什么，因为我怕说又会不欢而散，所以说我就没有跟他讲什么，就是说大家聊聊天这样子。
And I didn't dare to talk too much with him, just casual talk.
不过后来神又感动我去他家。
But later on, God move me to visit him again.
然后去他家做的时候，我就心里这样想。
While I was sitting at his home, I was thinking to myself.
因为啊，这个人在很年轻的时候就来过来到我们真耶稣教会了。
Because this person had been to our church ever since he was very young.
他就是丁德州长老在嘉义的时候介绍他来教会的。
When Elder Dean was in Jai Church, he invited this person to come to church.
他断断续续来我们教会已经很久，几十年了。
And he's been coming to our church on and off for a decade.
所以事实上，他对我们教会也是有的道理，不是不清楚。
So in fact, he was pretty familiar with our church doctrines.
不过每次传道跟他讲说你应该受洗的时候，他们就一翻两瞪眼，大家就生气，然后就吵架。
But every time a preacher would invite him to be baptized, he would always get into an argument.
尤其我去他家的时候，我就这样想，我说，哎呀，这样也不是办法。
So when I visited him, I was thinking to myself, this is not the way to go.
我就跟他讲说，伯父啊，你懂圣经懂那么多哈，啊，你看圣经啊，他是没办法看圣经，他用点字的。我说不方便，不然这样子哈，我如果有来，我就读圣经给你听。
I told him, oh, uncle, you've been believing in God for such a long time, and since it's hard for you to read the Bible, why don't I, whenever I visit you, I'll read the Bible to you.
他是用点字的，他就是用瞎子看到的那种。 像那个点字的圣经。
Because he uses a braille Bible, so he would touch read.
他说好，那我就念给他听。
So he said fine, and I read the Bible to him.
我念的就是我决定要念哪里嘛，对不对？
And of course, since I was doing the reading, I get to pick where to read.
我就开始从创世纪念有关安息日的经节给他听。
So starting from Genesis, I will read the scriptures related to Sabbath day.
我的念的这么一段呢，我就问他说：“这个伯父啊，这个是圣经记载的，没有错吧？”
So after I read a passage, I said, oh, Uncle, this is what the Bible recorded, so there's nothing wrong with it, right?
他说没有错。
He said, nope.
我再读下一节。
When I read the next verse,
我再问他。
And I asked him again.
他说没有错。
Nope, nothing wrong.
我说我有念错，你要告诉我。
I told him, if I read anything wrong, please tell me.
终于把那个安息日所有经节都念给他听完，念完了。
So I finally finished reading all the scriptures related to Sabbath day.
我就问他，请问安息日是不是神要我们守的？
And I asked him, Do you think God wants us to keep Sabbath day?
他说是。
He said yes.
他说，我就问他说，那圣经里面有没有讲到主耶稣说要把安息日改为主日？
Then does the Bible say anywhere that we should change the Sabbath day to the Lord's day?
他说没有。
He said no.
我说那主耶稣有没有说要把安息日废掉？
Did Jesus say to abolish Sabbath day?
没有。
No.
那主耶稣跟门徒跟保罗他们有没有守安息日？
Did Lord Jesus and his disciples keep the Sabbath?
他说有。
He said yes.
我说那你要不要守安息生日？
Then do you want to keep the Sabbath?
哇，他就安静了。
He became silent.
我说伯父，我今天会念这些经文给你听，是因为我看得起你，因为我认为你是一个敬畏神的人。
Then I told him, Uncle, the reason why I read these passages to you is because I respect you and I think that you are a God-fearing man.
因为不是每个人都是这么样的敬畏神。
Because not everyone is God-fearing as you.
我相信你一定会行神要你行的。
I'm sure you want to carry out what God wants to do.
那你是不是？那既然主耶稣这样讲，你要不要这样做？
Then since Lord Jesus has already commanded us to do so, would you follow likewise?
他说好。
He said fine.
我说好，那从这个礼拜开始，你每个礼拜都要来守安息生日。
Then I told him, starting from this week on, every Sabbath you must come and keep it.
哇。 他对神忠心，他是看不见的。然后他都要他太太签，慢慢签他。他们家不是很有钱，可是他从他家走到教会大概要走大概十五分钟到二十分钟。
He's a very faithful man, even though he's not wealthy by any means. And every time he comes to church, his wife has to hold his hand and walk for about 15 minutes.
刮风下雨都来。
Regardless of the weather, whether it's rain or shine.
而且都早上9点多就来。
And he comes early at 9 a.m.
他对神很忠心。
Because he's very faithful to God.
有一天我去他家。
One day I went to visit him.
我跟他祷告的时候啊。
When I was praying with him.
他之前都说他已经有圣灵了。
Previously he held that he already received the Holy Spirit.
他说相信神就有圣灵了。
So when I believe in Jesus Christ, I already have Holy Spirit.
你再跟他怎么讲都没有用。
Regardless of how you convince him, he would think otherwise.
不过他开始守安息生日以后，他当然就跟我们一起祷告，常常跟我们一起祷告。他在家里也常常祷告。
But ever since he kept the Sabbath, he often prayed together with us, and he prayed often at home too.
后来我一次有些事去他家的时候，哎，发现说不对哦，他不是在悟性祷告。
And once when I was visiting him at home, I noticed that he was praying not in understanding anymore.
我就祷告完就说了，我说伯父啊，你在祷告的时候你怎么祷告？
So after the prayer was finished, I asked him, Uncle, how do you pray during your prayer?
他就安静了。
He was silent.
因为他知道啊，他以前讲错了，他以前没有圣灵，他现在有圣灵，可是他人就是有面子问题，他不愿意讲出来。
Because he now had the Holy Spirit, but he understood his previous belief was wrong, and he didn't want to admit to the fact that he was wrong previously.
不过我们基督徒要有一个 sense 哦，一个观念。
But as Christians, we should have some common sense.
得饶人处且饶人。
If we forgive others, others will forgive us.
我们不要得了理，得了理就一定要占到赢，不要这样。
Don't think that just because you're in the right, you have to rub it in.
我就说，那伯父你知道这个是圣灵吗？
And I asked him, Uncle, do you know that this is Holy Spirit?
他点头。
He nodded his head.
我说感谢神。
Said, thank God.
我就走了，我也没跟他讲什么。
And I left without saying anything else.
我也没跟他讲说，你那个以前是错的啦，你现在终于知道了啦，你现在，我没有跟他讲这些。
I didn't rebuke him by saying, do you know that you had the wrong belief previously, and so on and so forth.
因为还不到那个程度了。
Because it wasn't the right time.
好，得到圣灵了。
He finally received Holy Spirit.
灵恩会到了。
When you're during spiritual convocation.
很多弟兄姐妹跟我说，传道，你要不要将他受洗？
And a lot of brothers and sisters said, do you want to convince him to get baptized?
我跟他讲，我是传道，可是呢，我的信心没有到那里。
I replied, even though I'm a preacher, but my faith is not so strong that I can convince him.
这是我的错误了，我要跟神悔改了。
This is my mistake, and I have to repent to God.
结果啊。 当然没有人去跟他讲，因为以前传道只要去跟他讲洗礼，就是一翻两瞪眼嘛，对不对？
So of course, no one dared to approach him on getting baptized because everyone who did so in the past got into a big fight.
有一个姐妹很聪明啊。
There was a sister who was very smart.
她就拿了一张谢顺道长老讲的洗礼去他家。
She brought
那个 CD 啊，去他家。
She brought a CD, which is a sermon given by Elder Sheikh concerning baptism.
那跟他讲啊，伯父啊，你在家里蛮无聊的哈。哎，如果说哈。 哎，你无聊的时候啊，这边 CD 给你听，我就拿给他。And
she said, "Oh, Uncle, when you're at home, you must be bored. So why don't you listen to this CD when you're bored?"
在 CD 餐盘里面的那个谢长老应该不会跟他吵架吧？And
so, of course, the CD's not going to get it into a verbal fight with him.
好，他就听了。我实际上我也不知道这个事情。And
but in fact, I didn't know about this thing.
到了讲洗礼道理的那一天。On
the day which we were going to talk about baptism.
因为那个讲洗礼道理是在二楼，他就出现了。Because
the baptism sermon was delivered on the second floor chapel, and he appeared.
我就说，伯伯，你走错地方喽。So
I told him, Uncle, I think you're in the wrong place.
那个洗礼的道，那个这边是讲洗礼的道理，灵恩会的聚在一楼聚会，你应该到一楼聚会。
We were talking about the sermon concerning baptism. If you want the regular service, it's downstairs.
那两个信徒扶他上来，我就说你们走错路了。 那个他是在下面的, 不是在上面的了。
And there were two members who held him to go to the second floor, and I told them, you're at the wrong place.
他们说传道，他说他要洗礼的。
And they told me, Pastor, he said that he wants to get baptized.
要洗礼是不是？
Are you sure? Oh, you want to get baptized?
现在不一样了。
So now it's a different story.
我说 Uncle 啊，我说伯父啊， 你到下面去好了。
So I said, Uncle, why don't you go downstairs?
你不是已经洗礼过了吗？
Haven't you been baptized previously?
啊，你洗礼过了，你还洗礼干什么？
If you're baptized, why do you want to be baptized again?
是不是讲洗礼道理的地方？
Because we're talking about baptism here.
你要去下面聚会。
You should go downstairs for service.
他就讲话了。
Then he replied.
传道，我要洗礼啊。
Said, preacher, I want to be baptized.
我说你不用洗礼了，你回去，你那个你已经洗礼过了。
I told him, just go back home. You've been baptized. You don't have to be baptized again.
他说传道，我不能得救了。
Said, preacher, I cannot be saved.
我说你为什么不能得救？你不是已经洗礼了吗？
I told him, how come you cannot be saved? Weren't you baptized before?
哇，我不知道他在那边 CD 到底听过几次，我不知道。他把那个谢顺道长老那个讲的洗礼背出来背给我听啊。I
don't know how many times he listened to that CD over because he was able to recite that CD verbatim.
哇，太好了！我那天都不用讲，反正他都讲了。
And that was great because I didn't have to deliver the sermon. He delivered the sermon for me.
他从第一点、第二点、第三点、第四点、第五点，后来就讲啊，他说。 传道这样我没有办法得救，你一定要帮我洗礼啊！So
he kept repeating every single point from that CD, and he said, "Preacher, if I don't get baptized, I cannot be saved."
我说，那你现在承认你以前洗礼是没有功效的吗
So I asked him, so do you admit that your previous baptism was not with effect? And he understood it.
我说好，你先，我还有几件事要讲。 你听，不过我跟你讲，就是说我不确定你能不能洗礼，因为我要去跟执会报告，这样子。So
I told him, okay, there is a few more points that we need to cover, and just listen attentively. But I still need to go over your baptism with the council member.
而且我们要祷告。And
plus, we have to pray.
如果主耶稣都感动我们所有的人，If
Lord Jesus move all of us.
那我们就会通知你，请你来洗礼。Then
we will notify you of the baptism.
哇，他非常谦卑啊！好好好，谢谢传道。And
he was very humble. And
我说你不用谢我，我没有跟你保证的。He
said it was very humble, and he said, "Oh, thank you, Pastor." But I told him, "No, this is no guarantee."
我跟他讲了一件事情。Told
him this.
其实哈，我这个是我们这耶稣教会自己要检讨的。This
is something that as True Jesus Church we have to reflect on.
他之前在其 另外一个教会聚会的时候，那个另外教会弟兄姐妹真的很有爱心的。
Previously, he went to a different church for service, and those brothers and sisters were very loving.
每天都会有一个人到他家。
Every single day, they would send someone to visit him at home.
至少一个。At
least one member.
然后陪他读圣经。
And to read the Bible to him.
然后看他有什么需要帮助他。
And to see if he has any needs and attend to those needs.
我当然知道这些事情啊。
And of course, I'm aware of this.
可是啊，我就跟他讲啊。
But I told him,
你要受洗可以,
it's okay if you want to be baptized.
不过我跟你讲哦,
but let me tell you this.
真耶稣教会没有办法每天派人到你家,
True Jesus Church cannot send someone to your home every day.
这是我们的缺陷,
this is our lacking.
不过真耶稣教会可以让你得救,
but True Jesus Church, you can find salvation.
你还要来吗?
Do you still want to go?
他说传道没关系。
He said, oh, preacher, that's okay.
我的目的是要得救。
My whole purpose is to be saved.
我在这边碰到神了，我要得救。
I have touched God in this very place, and I want to be saved.
那个没有关系。
It's okay, I don't care about the other stuff.
我说你不会万谈哦, 你不会怨叹哦。
So are you sure you won't regret?
不会。
No,
那个不算什么。
Because they don't mean anything.
最重要是我可以得救。
The most important thing is I'm saved.
我说好。
I said, okay, fine.
所以后来他就受洗了。
Later he was baptized.
哇，我真的有点担心。
I was rather worried for him.
我很感谢神。
But thank God.
他后来告诉我。
He later told me,
传道，你不管到哪里，你就要把我的见证讲出来。
Preacher, no matter where you go, please tell them of my story.
你要告诉所有的亲戚朋友。
You have to witness to all the friends and families.
像我这么无用的人, 神都要救我。
Even someone as useless as me, God still wants to save me.
像我这样顽固的人, 神都要救我。
Even such a stubborn person like me, God saves me.
神一定会救你们。
God will save you too.
我跟他讲好。
I agreed.
前几天我才想到。 我之前有在别的地方都有讲了，只是在台，在美国都没有讲。我今天啊，我想到啊，想起自己的罪来了。
So finally, a few days ago, I suddenly reminded, came across this brother's testimony.
跟那个九正一样啊。So
it's very much like Joseph's cupbearer.
我说啊，对对对对对对，他有交代我啊。And
so I suddenly remember, he asked me to testify.
不简单的了，他年轻的时候真的是，啊，跟我们很多传道都很多的战争呢。
So this is not an easy story to come by because when he was young, he often got into battles with our ministers.
我为什么要讲这个东西?
Why do I want to talk about this story?
丁德卓长老一直到今天已经多久的时间了?
Elder Ding, since his days until now, there's many years have passed.
丁德卓长老年轻的时候跟他见证的呢?
When Elder Ding was young, a young preacher, he already testified to this person.
等到他已经年老的时候, 主耶稣才感动他来教会。
It was only until he was very old that Lord Jesus moved him to come to church.
我很幸运啊，我可以亲自啊跟他陪走他这一段路啊。我真的很感谢神。
I feel very fortunate and thankful to God that I was able to keep him company through the rest of the journey.
真的是这是一件很荣幸的事情。这神真的让我看到很多东西。
I feel very fortunate and very privileged to be able to witness many wonderful things of God.
我们都是耶稣的见证人。We
are all witnesses of Lord Jesus.
我们不要妄自菲薄。
We should not forget our own responsibilities.
神已经确立这个正当性了。
Because God has already given us this authority.
神给我们圣灵。
God gave us the Holy Spirit.
所以我们去传。
So we just go out and preach.
我们没有办法，我们就祷告。
And if we cannot attain anything, we just pray.
今天早上传道告诉我们，我们要安静祷告。
This morning, the preacher told us that we have to be silent and pray.
今天传道在讲的时候，我真的很有感受。
And this sermon really moved me.
我跟很多人同工过。
I've worked together with many others.
很多人他很热心。
A lot of people are very zealous.
可是哦, 你发现那个不会祷告的,
but whenever you discover a person who doesn't pray often, then there will be a problem.
安静祷告,
because when a person can be calm and also pray, that will be the source of his power.
这是为什么主耶稣说, 你们要去传福音, 不过你们先等候待, 我要给你们圣灵。
And this is the reason why when Lord Jesus instructed his disciples to go out to preach, he first told them to wait for the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在祷告的时候我们要求圣灵充满。
And when we pray, we need to pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
好,所以我们来看马可福音第16章, 我们来看第三个耶稣的叮咛。
So look at Mark 16 for the third reminder from Christ.
因为这个我们在布道会的时候常常会拿出来念啊。
We often recite this verse during evangelical services.
16章15节。
Chapter 16, verse 15.
他又对他们说, 你们往普天下去传福音给万民听, 16节。
16.
对不起,信而受洗的必然得救, 不信的必被定罪, 17节。
17.
信的人必有神迹, 随着他们, 就是奉我的名赶鬼, 说新方言, 18节。
18.
手能拿蛇, 若喝了什么毒物, 也必不受害, 手按病人, 病人就必好了。 这个是主耶稣, 在第三个地方, 谈到, 在他升天之前的, 对这个门徒的一个叮咛,
So these are the reminders that Lord Jesus gave to his disciples right before to his ascension to heaven.
这边讲的也是一样说要去传福音。
And it speaks of the same message, go out and preach.
不过这个地方讲的重点又不一样了。
But the emphasis is different.
这个地方讲到神迹。
Here it speaks of miracles.
他说信的人一定有神迹随着。
Whoever believes will be accompanied by miracles.
是信的人哦。
Those who believe.
不是所有来慕道的人哦。
Not every person who come and listen.
你来到神的面前。
When you come before God,
只要你相信神,
as long as you believe in God,
就一定有神迹随着,
then wonders and miracles will definitely accompany you.
所以有些人说, 传道, 我们如果去跟他传福音, 我们, 他如果生病, 他做什么事情, 发生什么事情, 我们不可以说他一定会好,
some people,
他病一定会好, 或事情一定能够解决。
Some people might tell me that, oh, preacher, when we go and tell these visitors and friends, we cannot tell them that, oh, your sickness or your problems will definitely be solved when you come to Christ.
我会跟他讲,你说的对,不过你讲对一半。
I told them that you are only half right.
没有错,不是所有的人来前面祷告,他都可以得到神恩典的,不是。
Yes, it's true that not every person who come before God to pray will receive the grace of God.
那问题出在哪里?
Then what's the problem?
信。
Because of their belief.
你相信吗?
Do you believe?
信是在心中的。
For that belief resides in the heart.
没有人看得出来。
No one can see.
不过神看得出来。
But God can witness.
这个人相信。
For when this person believes, God will grant him the grace of God. Mark, the Gospel of Mark was written for his workers. Any person who is willing to work together with God should read Gospel of Mark carefully.
你会看到很多主耶稣怎样在这个世界上传福音, 他怎样祷告, 他怎样去行神迹。
You will see how Lord Jesus prayed and he performed miracles and preach to others.
你注意看哦, 主耶稣在行神迹的时候, 马可福音都会加一句说, 啊, 主耶稣看他有信心, 所以就救他。
And if you read carefully of all the passages where people were healed, Lord Jesus is describes in detail that Lord Jesus saw their faith and healed them.
你只要有信心,
as long as you have faith,
主耶稣就会救你,
and Lord Jesus will save you.
至于多久救你, 我就不知道了。
As far as the timing of the saving, it depends.
我曾经遇到过一个姐妹, 他祷告了十几年嘛, 主耶稣才救他。
I once met a sister who prayed for over 10 years before Jesus saved her.
因为我至少跟他一起七年。
Because I've been with her for at least 7 years.
我跟他一起祷告了七年耶。
I prayed together with her for 7 years.
他打电话给我, 传道。
And she called me and said, preacher,
还要再等多久啦?
How much longer?
哇, 他真的这样问我, 我没有办法回答他。
When she asked me this, I really could not answer her.
我跟她讲我是神的工人。
I told her I'm the worker of God.
你以为我是谁啊?
Who do you think I am?
我也是帮你求啊。
I'm also pleading on your behalf.
你问我, 我怎么知道嘞?
You ask me, I don't know.
可是我们所知道就是我们要依靠神啊。
But all we know is that we have to entrust to God.
你不要以为她那个是小问题, 那个问题很大啊。
Don't you think that Don't think that she has a small problem, but
她曾经,
she has a huge one.
她这个问题啊, 曾经让一个教会, 整间教会投降啊。
Her problem was so huge that the entire church
你有看过,
gave up hope.
你有看过整间教会投降的吗?
Have you ever seen a church, the entire congregation give up hope?
没有看过对不对?
No, right?
我看过。
I have seen it.
他们为这个姐妹祷告。
They were praying for the sister.
结果魔鬼一个一个晚上去点名。
And Satan,
一家一家去点名哦。
Satan came by and then took roll calls to every individual from that church.
后来他们信徒代表不是来开会，信徒代表来敲传道的门。
So there was a representative from the congregation who knocked on the door of the preacher.
然后跟传道说：“传道，我是我们整个教会的代表。”
And said to the preacher, "I'm the representative of the congregation."
他们叫我来通知你说，我们从今天开始不为这个人祷告了。
They sent me here to tell you that from today forward, we will no longer pray for this person.
传道就愣在那边。
And the preacher was in shock, was startled, and said, "What are you talking about?"
你今晚的贡献，你说什么？
What exactly are you talking?
我们已经，我就是我们教会的代表。我们代表，我们来通知你，我们从今天开始不为这个人祷告。
And he repeated, "I am the representative of the church congregation, and I've been told we're starting from this day forward, we no longer pray for this person."
你就知道他多痛苦。
So he can understand in how much pain.
你知道魔鬼欺负到他什么地步
？You can understand how much trouble Satan brought to them.
经过十几年了。
After over 10 years.
主耶稣救他嘞。
Lord Jesus saved her.
你知道为什么主耶稣要让他这样，让他遭遇这样的痛苦吗
？Do you know why Lord Jesus allowed her to go through this length of ordeal?
因为主耶稣要让他得救。
Because Lord Jesus wants her to be saved.
其实如果说哈，主耶稣没有让他遇到这样的事情
，And so if Lord Jesus didn't allow her to encounter this,
他们家人是反对他来信耶稣的。
Her family were all against her coming to Christ.
而且他们家族的力量很大。
And plus, her family has great power and influence.
后来他家族为什么没有反对他来教会
？Why was that her family no longer opposed her from coming to church?
因为只有他来教会祷告，弟兄姐妹为他祷告，教会的力量才有办法让他维持正常的生活。
Because only when she came to church to pray and the congregation praying for her, was she able to live like a normal human being.
如果主耶稣不是这样对他
，If Lord Jesus did not allow her to go through this ordeal,
他早就没有办法坐在下面了。
She would have been a goner a long time ago.
经过十几年了
，and after over a decade,
她的家人接受了。
Finally, her family accepted her faith.
神就把魔鬼赶跑。
So, God cast out the Satan.
神要把魔鬼赶跑很简单呐。
It's very easy for God to cast out the demon.
神要不要
？Whether God wishes to.
那神为什么不要
？How come God refused?
因为神爱他。
And held back because God loved her.
所以她现在可以很自由来教会聚会。
So now she can come freely to church for service.
你说神为什么神没有能力吗
？And you may question, doesn't God have the power?
神的意念高过人的意念。
But God's will is higher than human will.
神的道路高过人的道路。
The way of God is higher than human ways.
我们想要替神解释很多事情，那个都是空的啦。
And to explain, with human ways, about how God operates, it's all vain talk.
有时候事情在发生的时候，你不会知道神为什么要这样做的，你不会知道啦。
Because oftentimes we are clueless as to what God's real intention is.
你也不用强解。
And we should not try to explain it away.
所以我很喜欢用罗马书第八章啊。
I really like to quote from Romans chapter 8.
我们来看一下也好，我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
我这个哈，让我感，包括我自己的生命，我都觉得说我从这里的圣经当中，我得到很多的安慰，我也得到很多的智慧。
And I myself is also greatly encouraged and received a great wisdom from this passage.
我们看二十八节。
Verse 28.
八章二十八节。
Chapter 8, verse 28.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得到益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。这个地方讲得很清楚啊。
Passage says very clearly.
很多事情都在发生啊。
Many things happen.
难道你每件事情你都懂吗？
Do you really understand why they happen?
当然，或许你可以，因为你很有智慧。
Perhaps you could because you're very smart.
神给你智慧。
And God gave you the intelligence.
不过，如果你有这样的智慧，你就会懂说，唯有爱神的人可以得到益处。
But if you have such intelligence, then you will know that only those who love God will receive the grace of God.
我们刚才讲到那个姐妹。
We just spoke of that sister.
为什么她要忍受那么多年的痛苦
？How come she had to endure and suffer through so many years of ordeal?
她这十几年都没有离开神。
But she never left God over 10 years.
虽然她那么痛苦
，even though in spite of her great pain.
那时候她刚来教会的时候，她到处躲藏，这边聚会，那边聚会，那边聚会，因为哈，他们家人就会去到每一间教会去站岗哦。她如果敢去那间教会，就把她抓回来。
Because when she first came to believe in Christ.Her family members would stand guard, post guards at all the local churches to prevent her from going to.
所以她越聚会越远了，因为她要躲她家人，她越聚会越远。
And she, in order to avoid her family members, she had to go to a further away churches to have service.
她有离开神吗
？Did she leave God?
没有。
No.
她心里坚定。
She was very, very strong in her faith.
她知道只有神可以救她。
She knew that only God can save her.
她也知道耶稣是唯一的真神。
She also knew that Jesus Christ is the only true God.
十几年她没有改变过。
And she never, waver in her belief.
你说主耶稣不爱她
？And can you say that Jesus did not love her?
主耶稣爱她。
Jesus loves her very much.
今天她可以用她的，她的生命去救很多的人。
Today, with her life story, she can bring many others to salvation.
我们都要是神的仆人。
We are all servants of God.
主耶稣讲的话我们要听
and we have to listen to Lord Jesus' reminders
你不要怕
don't be afraid
你说传道我们真的很困难
and we may say preacher we are in we have a lot of troubles
这个我听得很多了
I've heard of this
有一次啊我到一间教会去
once I visited the church
讲了一篇道理我已经忘记是哪一篇了
after delivering a sermon I already forgot the topic
讲完了以后有几个老人家来找我
after which some elderly members came to me
还没讲就哭了
Even before they said something, they were in tears.
我没有，我不认识这些人啊。教会的弟兄姐妹我知道，可是我去那边领会，我不是这些人谁啊
？And I don't know these members.
他说传道，你看，他说传道，你看。
And he said, Pastor, look at us.
我看。
I was looking around.
的确是没几个人。
There are only a few people.
啊，你们是比他们幸运太多了，你们很幸福，那么多人。
And you're so blessed because you have a lot more congregation.
我们还有希望吗？他就跟我讲，我们还有希望吗
？And he asked me, "Do we still have hope?"
我说为什么没有希望？为什么没有希望
？How come you don't have hope?
他说传道，我们都老了。
Said, "Oh, Pastor, we are all very old."
我说我听过很多神在你们这个地方所行的神迹。
I've heard many wonders and miracles God performed in your church.
当时行神迹是因为你们年轻呢，还是因为神有能力呢
？In those days when God's miracles took place. Was it because you were young or is it because God was more powerful?
当然是神有能力啊。
Of course, because of God's power.
我说那跟你们年纪老有什么关系啊
Then what does that have to do with your old age?
你们要去思考你们今天信仰的状况是什么而不是说我现在老了。
You need to examine the state of your faith and rather than examining your old age.
神不会老的。
God will not age.
我曾经去一个教会。
Once I visited a church.
我去那间教会的时候，那间教会才大概500多个，还不到600个吧，600个左右吧。
When I first came to that church, it was about 500 to 600 members.
那间教会的弟兄姐妹告诉我。
So the brothers and sisters told me.
传道啊，现在世道不好啊，福音很难传啊。
Oh, preacher, now people are not what they used to be. It's very hard to preach.
没有人愿意来信耶稣啦。
No one wants to believe in Jesus.
啊，那个时候小弟还是神学生呢。
At that time, I was still a theological student.
小弟的原则是只听只看不讲。
So my principle was, I just listen and look. I don't talk.
我又不是传道。
I'm not a preacher yet.
人家传道，人家传道都不讲话，我讲什么话
？And other preachers don't talk. It's not my turn yet.
但我自己看在心中了。
So I just keep them in my mind.
我就跟耶稣说：“主啊，你可以不要再差遣我到这边来吗
？”So in my heart, I prayed to God and said,、oh, "God, please don't send me to this church."
想不到过了几年以后
，But after a few years later.
哇主耶稣就派我到那间教会去。
Lord Jesus assigned me to that very church.
我就说主耶稣啊，你真的懂我。
And I told Jesus, though, you really know me.
我是一个懒惰的人。
I'm a lazy servant.
耶稣说你不要太懒惰。
And Lord Jesus told me that.
太懒惰对不对
？Don't be too lazy.
我就派你去那边抄一下。
If you're so lazy, I'm going to send you there and train you.
我去的时候就不是这样啊。
When I went there, it wasn't like
哇
that.
这间教会圣工大大发展啊
This church was very prosperous in sacred work.
我的前一个传道三年里面啊受洗100多个信徒啊
My previous pastor stationed there.
我去了以后
In 3 years, over 100 people were baptized.
我去了之后我根本不知道怎么做
So I don't know how to handle, how to take over this baton.
我跟主耶稣说主啊你真的是对我太好了
So I told Lord Jesus that, you know, you're too nice to me.
我这么年轻啊
I'm so young.
你知道我去的第一个礼拜，他们有一个会，他们有一个周报哈，教会的周报怎么写吗？
When I first went there, they have a weekly church news, and in it it's stated.
听说黄志杰传道很年轻。
It's heard that.
他真的这样写？我绝对不说谎的。听说黄志杰传道很年轻。
And it's said that Preacher Huang is very young.
他后面那句他说。天哪，怎么那么年轻啊
？And what follows is, good heavens!
我看到他们的周报，我快要昏倒。
When I saw that recording, I almost fainted.
我心里想啊
I was thinking to myself,
哇，几年前，你说什么道理很难传？
A few years ago, I was thinking to myself, you said that it's hard to preach.
后来小弟去那边三年。
So after I went there 3 years,
主耶稣啊，跟那间教会同工。
Lord Jesus accompanied with that church.
我们洗了90几个。
We baptized over 90 some people.
这个跟传道的能力没什么关系的。
This has nothing to do with the preacher's ability.
我要讲的重点是说哈。 同一间教会哦。
But the point I'm trying to make is that the very same church.
社会是越来越糟糕，有越来越好的吗？
The society is always worsening and it never improves.
那你说几年前你说传道啊，道理很难传，都传不出去啦。
And a few years ago, you were saying that it's so hard to preach the gospel, no one wants to come.
那我去那边的正殿教的时候，我那个慕道者名单都超过200个以上。
By the time I came to that church, and there's a list of all the truth-seeking friends, there were over 200 people.
那有在聚会有100个。
And those who consistently come to the services, over 100.
初信者都超过100个。 他们所谓初信者就是说受洗3年以内的。
And those who were newly baptized were over 100 people.
问题出在哪里啊？
So what was the problem?
突然间那间教会所在的地方，大家突然之间，哇，社会变好了，大家都来信耶稣。
Can we say that suddenly the society turned for the better and everyone is very receptive to Christ?
不是这样吧？
That is not the case.
还不是一样？
It was the same old story.
问题出在哪里？
What was the issue?
我们呢？
We are the
problem.
Our faith toward God.
我们的想法。
And our thinking.
我们到底愿不愿意跟神同工啊？
Whether we want to work together with God.
后来我跟他们同工的时候，我发现啊，他们才不管你要不要来信耶稣，我就是跟你传。那你要来就是感谢神。
And when I work together with this church, I discovered they don't care if you want to come to church. They just preach.
神很疼他们呢。
And God really loves them.
他们禁食祷告，多少人是365天禁食的？
A lot of people make fasting prayer. There are some who fast all year round.
有一个姐，我跟一个姐妹去访问的时候啊。
And I was visiting friends with a. Visiting those friends with a sister.
有一个姐妹告诉我了。
Sister told me.
传道。
Preacher.
我可以跟你讲一件事吗？ 拜托你一件事啊。
Can I ask you to do a favor?
我说什么事？
What is it?
他说其实哦，因为你们传道一天都禁食一餐嘛哈。
Because you as ministers, as pastors, you always make fasting prayer at least one meal a day.
我不是在想说哈，我比你们厉害啦。
I'm not bragging to you.
不过每次我跟你出来访问哦，中午都要跟你们一起吃嘛。
But every time I come out to visit friends, we have to eat lunch together.
那这是一种礼貌嘛，哈。
And this is out of politeness.
跟传道出来访问都不跟传道吃，哈，这样怪怪的哈。
Because I come out with a preacher and I don't eat with you, that will be impolite.
好，我可以拜托你一件事吗？
Can I ask you a favor?
我可以哈，你可以允准我中午不要跟你一起吃饭。
Can you allow me not to eat lunch with you?
我说你要干什么？
Well, for what?
因为哦。 我们一天都禁食两餐啊。
Because we make two fasting prayers twice a day.
好啊，你可以允许我们这样做吗？
Can you allow us to do this?
你说我要怎么跟他说？不行，这样子吗？
So how was I to turn her down and say no?
我们都觉得很丢脸，还不行。
I feel so humiliated.
哦，我就说好了，以后我就载你回家，那你就禁食。
So I said, okay, in the future, I will just send you home during lunchtime, and you can go ahead to make your fasting prayer. I saw so many moving stories in that very church. And their prayer sound never ceased.
从早上教会的门开，一直到晚上教会的门要关，都有人在祷告。
In the morning, when the church door opens, until the and the church door closes at nighttime, there will be prayer sound consistently.
他们的高中生呢？
And there are high school students.
跑来跟我讲,
came to
传道,
tell me.
我们要传福音,
preacher, we want to preach the gospel.
说好, 那我教你们,
okay, fine, then I'll teach you.
第一次我还可以, 我还需要我的协助,
first time, they require my assistance.
第二次他说, 传道你到场, 你教我们, 那你到场是指导。
Second time around, they told me that you just need to be present because you already taught us how to approach.
第三次啊, 他就拿了一个邀请卡给我。
The third time, he gave me an invitation card.
我就想说, 那我应该做什么事呢?
So I look at it and said, what should I do?
从头到尾都没有黄志杰传道。
Because the entire schedule had no mention of my name.
这个太藐视传道了。
And are you looking down on me?
他们两个就站在我面前, 我说, 为什么我没有名字?
So they were standing right before me. And I said, how come my name is not on the pamphlet?
传道这是邀请卡。
Preacher, this is just an invitation card.
我知道这是邀请卡，可是为什么没有我的名字？
I know it's just an invitation card, but how come there's no mention of my name?
传道，你就是后面后面坐着就好。
Preacher, you just need to be there and sit.
啊，剩下我们来做就好。
And we'll do the rest.
我们有问题，我们会来问你。
And if we have a question, we'll come to you.
我说真的吗？
Are you sure?
太好了。
And that is too good to be true.
我就坐在后面，我要看他们怎么做。
And I was sitting in the back and just observing, taking it in.
第一次。七八个慕道朋友。
The first time there were seven or eight visiting friends.
他们那个团契大概十几个而已嘛，那时候只有大概十三四个。
So their high school fellowship, about 13 or 14 members so together.
第二次就将近二十个。
Second time there were 20.
慕道朋友就将近二十个了。
Oh, there were almost 20 visiting friends.
第三次。
Third time.
四十个。
40 true seekers.
他们那时候他们的成员也不过，那个时候成员比较多了，大概二十出头，应该二十个有了。
At that time, their members were about 20-some people.
有一次我就问他们同学，你为什么要来真耶稣教会？
So once I asked those friends, how come you want to come to True Jesus Church?
他们跟我讲了一件非常有趣的事情。
They told me something very interesting.
我才知道说我们的年轻人长大了。
And so it was with that I realized our youth group grew up.
他说啊，你们教会的青年啊，哇，在学校里面的行为而好，而且成绩很好。
Your church youth have excellent grades in school, plus they have excellent conduct.
我们就问他说你是怎么读书的？
So I asked him, how do you study?
你知道你们那个我们那个同学怎么跟我讲吗？
Do you know what our classmate told us?
我们读书大概没有什么特别。
When we study, there's nothing special about it.
啊，我们是靠主耶稣读书啦。
We rely upon Lord Jesus to study.
所以我们晚上来聚会啊，平常我们就祷告。
At night time, we come to services, and usual times, we just pray.
啊，然后呢？
Then?
啊，没有然后啦。
There's no end.
那就是晚上来聚会，聚完回去就祷告啊，就聚会就啊，聚完回去就是读书啊，就是这样啊。我早上就到学校，晚上再来聚会，回去再读书，早上去学校这样啊。
We will go through the motion of going to nightly service, go back, study, go to school, and then just cycle on and off.
那都是主耶稣带领的啊，我们也不知道为什么这样啊。
It was due to the guidance of Lord Jesus. We don't know why we have such good grades.
啊，你可以来我们教会，你自己来跟主耶稣祷告，你也可以啊，你也可以，你也可以来祷告。
You can also come to church and pray to Jesus and see how it goes.
啊，等到你摸到神，你就知道了。
When you have touched God personally, then you understand.
有一次，后来我离开那个地方了。
Later, I departed from that church.
我就跟他们讲了。
And I told them.
你们不要忘记你们那时候的初衷啊，那个时候的你们心里对神的火热。
I reminded them that don't ever forget that initial fervor when you were still in high school.
他说：“传道，我们知道了。”
Said yes, we understand.
有一次啊，他们寄了一张 email 给我。
Once they sent me an email.
那里面有一张相片，说啊，他就跟我报告说，传道，我们哈没有忘记主耶稣，我们现在还在传福音。
There's a photo and it said that preacher, we haven't forgotten about Jesus and preaching the gospel.
那间教会很大。
It's a huge church.
不会小于这边的。
It would not be smaller than here.
我看到那个照片，我真的很感动。
When I saw that photo, I was so touched.
那间教会是坐满的。
That church was entirely packed, jam-packed.
高中生呢？
There were just high school students.
我们的教会的青年当然没那么多了，才二三十个吧，大概三四个有。那个时候比较有，后来有受洗的，那个坐满。真的是坐满的，那个有照片为证的。
That picture showed that the entire chapel was just jam packed with people.
高中生啊。
And these were just high school students.
我没有说谎。
I'm not lying.
你说很难啊。
You say it's very difficult to preach.
因为时间关系，我再讲一个见证就好了。
I will just say one more testimony.
啊，算了，明天再讲，快十二点了。
We'll save it for tomorrow.
真的对不起。我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
我们还是在唱，好，我们唱373首。
373。
请坐。
Please be seated.
各位弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神不会开玩笑。
God doesn't joke around.
这句话不是讲给我们的亲戚朋友听而已。
This is not just said for the benefit of the friends and relatives.
因为那不是一句客套话。
Because it's not a cliche.
那神真的是不会说谎的。也不开玩笑的。
God doesn't God doesn't joke around and he doesn't lie.
问题是我们能不能跟上神的脚步这样子而已吗?
The question lies with whether we can follow in his footsteps.
什么事都可能发生?
Anything can happen.
可是问题是我们要愿意跟随神的脚步走。
We must keep pace with God's footsteps.
等一下我们要祷告。
We're going to pray.
因为祷告不应该只为自己祷告。
When we pray, we don't pray just for ourselves.
当然我们要为自己祷告。
Of course, we need to pray for ourselves.
可是我们也要需要为别人祷告。
But we also need to pray for others.
我们晚上还有一场的布道会。
We still have tonight's evangelical service.
我们是不是应该为这些亲戚朋友来祷告?
Shouldn't we pray for our friends and relatives?
得救不是一件美好的事吗?
Isn't it a wonderful thing to be saved?
我们不是真的可以得救吗?
And aren't we sure that we will be saved?
我们也知道说我们的亲戚朋友如果来到神的面前，他也可以得到永远的福气。
We also know that when our friends and relatives come before Christ, they can also receive eternal grace.
不管我们的亲戚朋友在这个世界上是多么的幸福。
Regardless of how blessed they are in this world,
那个都是短暂的。
That is only temporary.
我们要让我们的亲戚朋友知道说，原来永生才是你可以永远把握的。
We need to let them know that eternal life is something that you can seize onto forever.
当然，你一开始你跟他讲这个，他可能听不懂啊，不是他不能接受了。
Maybe initially when you preach this message to them, they cannot accept it.
可是我们应该为他们祷告。But
we should pray for them.
这是我们的爱。This
is out of our love.
我有讲过，他们要不要相信，那不是我们可以决定的。I
mentioned previously whether they want to accept. That's out of our hands.
可是我们可以带领他们。
But we can bring them.
我们可以为他们祷告。
We can pray for them.
我们可以求主耶稣将能力将感动赐给他们啊。
We can ask Lord Jesus to move their heart and to give them power.
我们可以为教会祷告。
We can also pray for the church.
我们求主耶稣让我们教会可以让神得到荣耀啊。
We ask the Lord to glorify his body in church.
没有那不可能的事。
Nothing is impossible.
只有神愿意跟不愿意。
As long as God is willing,
我们要求神的愿意。
So we are to pray for God's willingness.
我们稍微祷告久一点，我们就祷告到12点15分了哈。
So we will have a prayer until 12:15.
好，我们为主耶稣多忍15分钟吃饭，应该没关系的哈。
So it should be okay to pray a little bit longer for Christ.
我们跟主耶稣讲。
Let's tell Lord Jesus.
你要求恩赐。
That we want to pray for gift from him.
你跟我说，主啊，求你给我恩赐，让我可以会愿意为主耶稣传福音。
We ask Lord Jesus to give me the talent to preach and witness to others.
或者你要求胆量。
Or you can pray for boldness.
或者是你要求圣灵。
Courage or pray for Holy Spirit.
你都应该凭着信心来前面求。
We should come before Christ with faith.
我们的圣职人员也会凭着信心为你祷告。
And our elders, deacons, and preachers were also out of faith to pray for you.
我们一同跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.
谢谢。